Well, very good there, Terry. Yeah. No, I've pulled up a couple pots and put some grow mix in and planted some onion seeds. So I did a bunch of onion seeds in the pots there, and hopefully we'll get some seedlings coming up and get them transplanted out in the garden when the weather changes, whenever that is. And want to get a little earlier start on it than what I did last year. The seedlings were kind of small, and I was kind of late about getting them out there, but we still got onions and so forth. Got a late start on getting my garlic in this year. It was December, and I actually had to wait for the ground to unthaw to get them in. So hopefully they do all right when they overwinter. They didn't get a chance to get started before winter set in, that's for sure. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8VOA.
All right. Well, I have not talked much about next year's gardening yet. However, I do have some flower pots for my flower pots buried in raised beds. They're ready to be taken out in the spring. And I may have, 10 pounds of carrots, which when the ground freezes or unthaws, I can get some of them out. But right now, I'm sure that's frozen as a rock and only going to stay that way for a while more. But, got plenty of carrots. Just got to get them out. And, of course, the second year ones got to be, pretty much need to cook them pretty good because they're a little bit more woody, but boy, the taste is still excellent. KA9SXH.
Sometimes the cold makes them a little sweeter, and that's kind of nice too in a way. I've heard of people overwintering their carrots and just leaving them out there and covering them up with a bunch of straw and that, and then when they needed carrots, they went out and dug them up. So that could be an option too as well. That's something I've never done, but I thought about it. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8VOA.